I read somewhere that the USDA and American Dietetic Association recommend that we eat at least 3 servings of whole grain foods a day.
That's right, Don. Whole grains are an important source of fiber and antioxidants like vitamin E and selenium. Studies have shown that people who consume more whole grains have a lower risk of heart disease, diabetes, and digestive disorders.
Sure, sure. Problem is, I haven't the first clue what they mean by whole grains. Is that just a fancy name for wheat bread?
The words whole grain refer to the entire edible part of a grain or seed. This includes 3 parts. One is the germ, what is also the sprout of a new plant. The second part is the endosperm, which is the seed's energy source. And third is the seed's nutrient-rich outer layer, also known as the bran. Refined grains are stripped of their bran and germ parts during milling, so they're lower in fiber and other nutrients than whole grains.
Still, though, how do I find whole grains at the grocery store?
Don't judge bread by its color. And don't fall for trick phrases such as multigrain, 7-grain, and so on. The surefire way to tell whether a bread or cereal product is whole grain is to look at the ingredients. If brown rice, whole rye, whole oats, bulgur, gram flour, whole grain corn, oatmeal, or whole wheat is listed as the first component, the product is a whole grain. Or you can look at the fiber content. If a bread or cereal product has 2 or more grams of fiber per serving, that's a fairly good indication that it's probably a whole grain product.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Alice Fly in Applied Health Science. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.